Attention drivers, is your vehicle sitting empty? Start making more money today. Deliver packages for Quick Delivery Service. Email drive@quickdelivery.com. That's drive@quickdelivery.com. Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
Connections to the world.
This is Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I mean, I don't let it affect me. I know what I have to work on, I know what I have to get better at, and I know what I have to show and prove as soon as I get on whatever team I go to. So that's my main focus, is just focusing on what I need to get better at and improving in that way.
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. That is the voice of Trey Young. He is obviously the man in town yesterday. Trey Young, the Oklahoma shooter. Would you call him a guard? I guess he's a point guard. And he can certainly give a news conference as well as he can knock down a jumper. He was very good yesterday in the post, what would you call it, post-workout press conference.
And he won it.
He won the workout?
And no, at least the...
He won the press conference.
Yeah, he won the press conference.
Fred was there with him.
Yes.
Fred probably sees a lot of himself in the kid, which is why he's a bad idea to draft him at number 6. Stop it. Just don't be so mean to Fred. Guy's a hell of a player. Lasted
that
for
might
years.
Be the line of the week right there.
No.
A lot like Fred.
No, it's not.
Fred's got to be like taller Fred than him, though, right?
Oh, Fred towers over him.
All right.
Yeah. Fred was almost 6'2" or something.
I'm saying the question, who doesn't?
You know, this might seem superficial and a little...
Well, you're the perfect place for
that.
Yeah.
Trae Young is just a little too weird looking for me.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
And he's like going bald.
I was
going
to say, I knew the good hair thing wasn't coming.
How do you go bald at that
young
of an
age?
Was
it Dan Bernstein who said something along the line? We'll have to talk to Dan about it. He said something like he looked like he had radiation poisoning. Something like that.
Wow.
No.
Could be the hematoma.
Didn't he say something like that during the tournament?
Does Dan have mirrors in his home?
Does he look like he's had some issues?
Dan, he's not exactly Fabio an underwear Bernstein.
Model. Huh?
He's not exactly an underwear model.
Boy, I mean, let he who is without sin cast the first stone there, Dustin. I mean, are any of us underwear models?
I didn't say that anybody looked like they had radiation poisoning. I've made critical comments of people, but not that.
Do you ever feel like you had something kind of hovering over you and you weren't sure if there was going to be something horrible happening in your life? That's the way I feel about the NBA draft.
Often.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking
and
about
other
the draft.
Things.
It's just life in general.
We went through a complete tank season to sit here 6 days before the draft and wonder if there's even a good alternative. I mean, usually it's like going to the polls and you just vote for the least offensive selection. And now you're getting to this point with the Bulls. No one really is leading a parade for any of these guys. It's like, well, you know, if I have to choose among those three, this guy I could kind of live with. That guy, not so much.
Well, what's strange is Michael Porter Jr., before the season began, before the college season began, before the Bulls season began, there was this feeling that if the Bulls could lose enough, they might wind up with that player.
Right.
And now they wind up with the 7th pick, and there is a possibility, again, you know, he's supposedly has a hip injury.
And that's why he canceled his workout. Not because
it wasn't because he was going number 2, although he still could go number 2.
Right, but it wasn't like, you know, I don't need your Bulls. You know, it'd be wasting my time to work out for you.
Right, right. So it's something else going on in the world. 312-644-6767 is the telephone number.
You feel the momentum, though, for Trae Young, though, don't you? I feel queasy about the momentum for the Trae Young, but mock drafts are all of a sudden almost, you know, everyone's going, yeah, that makes a lot of sense for the Bulls, and David Haughtwaite's in, best choice for the Bulls, easy call, go Young. Well, maybe there's another call. Maybe you got to figure out what you have to do. You know, maybe you have to trade out of number 7 and either get aggressive and go up, or just maybe say this isn't our 7's not going to serve us well. Let's wait for the future.
All right, let's get out to Jordan Schultz. He joins us on the CDW hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. And Jordan, of course, is the draft guru from Yahoo Sports. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Very curious, as we sit here with the Bulls sitting at number 7 in the draft, and Brian just said it, it seems like there is building belief or momentum to the idea of Trae Young going number 7. And I've heard people think he should go 5th, maybe higher than that, and I've heard other people think that his game won't translate into the NBA in terms of him as a starting player. Where do you stand on Trae Young? Yeah,
I'm a big fan of the kid. I mean, I've watched about 20 games. I think the comparison that people want to make is Steph Curry. Now, that's not fair because there's only one of those, you know, but there are some similarities. Not quite as big or long. He measured a little under 6'2", 6'3", wingspan, but he can play make. He's not just a shooter. He's got a decent floater game. He shot about 40% in the paint, which is low, but I think his ability to finish will improve because I think he's got a great feel. Got great touch, can pick and roll. And I believe, especially with the way the NBA game is today, the openness, the pick and roll, I think he'll adjust really well. And he'll instantly be able to score. And I think people forget that he averaged over 8 assists last year. He didn't shoot it as well down the stretch, but he was bombarded with traps and double teams the second he crossed half court. So I think his ability to score and distribute will translate very well.
Well, Jordan, when you look at some of the other guys who likely will be there and who've come in and worked out for the Bulls, Wendell Carter and Bridges, if you start comparing and contrasting the choices, is Trae Young in your mind head and shoulders the pick here?
For the Bulls at 7?
Yeah.
You know what? I think there's two great options for them. I think Carter's a decent option, but I think Young – and Mikal Bridges are two phenomenal options. The reason I mentioned Bridges is he's somebody that has improved every year. He's a two-time national champ. He's he might be the best overall defender in this class in terms of versatility. He can guard 3 positions comfortably, maybe 4. And as I've been told, he's the kind of guy that you want around your other young players because he's mature. There's a work ethic to him. And if he was 20 and not turning 22 and during the season, people wouldn't be talking about this lower ceiling. I think his ceiling is pretty high. He's also got a really high floor. And if you're the Bulls, you just want to get this pick right. And Bridges, to me, is an instant 3-and-D guy, but I think he can develop the handle. And he's a phenomenal kid, like I said. And also, by the way, I think Jay Wright said he's not a 3-and-D guy. We don't like that term. Bridges got better every year, but he also became somewhat of a better playmaker. He just wasn't asked to do it a lot, because they had other guys like a DiVincenzo or a Brunson. So I really like him, and I think both of those guys for the Bulls would be really good.
Is there any chance that they could move up, move down? What kind of activity is around that pick?
Yeah, you know, there's been a little bit of talk about it. I would say right now they would probably keep it. If they move up, it's going to be because they feel like they have to have a guy like a Michael Porter, who I think could go as high as 2 to Sacramento, but probably goes 5 to Dallas. I reported this morning that his workout or his physical, his evaluation's back on today, so that I know the Kings are going there to Chicago where you guys are. So we'll learn more about him. But I think that the thought process is Porter's medicals will check out. So the Bulls could move up. Could they move down? Yeah, but then you start to lose, you know, really high-level talent. Like, this draft is deep, but there's a drop. And unless you have somebody you really like, you think you can get in the teens, to me, getting a guy like Younger Bridges, as I mentioned, would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I like Bridges too. And with Porter, I would love, I mean, if he was there, it means.
He won't be there at 7.
Right. But this hip injury or whatever it was that caused him to cancel the Bulls workout.
The back and then the hip.
Right. Now, is that even more of a red flag? Is that a big enough red flag that's going to scare some teams off?
You know what? I don't think it will, just because He's so gifted. He's about 6'10". He's got some Paul George to him. I'll give you a context. I grew up playing AAU basketball with Brandon Roy. Brandon was his high school basketball coach. And I think Brandon will tell you, and I think the thought process is, and I believe it, that Porter is more offensively gifted than him. And I've been told he's the best offensive prospect in the class. So when you think about all of that, the medicals are a concern, but the kid's 19 years old, and I think he will not last long, just because to get this type of talent is very rare.
What about the personality? Does any of that stuff come into play? The teammate stuff and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to talk to Konzo Martin, his college coach, today and get a little more input on that. I have heard that, and the perception coming out of Seattle, where I'm from, was that he is a little soft and you can push him around. You know, part of me wants to dismiss it, but I think when you're taking a guy in the top five, you have to, obviously, that's a big part of it. I wouldn't pay a ton of attention to it, but it is a concern, absolutely, and that's, again, why he's not going one, because his talent suggests he should go one or two, and it shouldn't be a question. But, you know, there are concerns medically as well.
Wendell Carter's sales point seemed to be, when he was here for the workout, was that he had to subjugate his game down to Duke for the good of the team and the good of the others. Is that legitimate? And if so, what part of his game haven't we really seen fully utilize it, that he hasn't been able to fully utilize?
You know what, fellas? I think it is because, for one, they zoned a lot, and I think he's going to be a really good shot blocker when it's all said and done. He's got 7'4 wingspan. He's about 6'10", really good hands. And he didn't shoot the ball a lot. But if you watch him shoot, and I've watched him shoot a lot, he's got good touch. He's got good balance. I think eventually he will be a legitimate pick-and-pop guy, or at least a threat. He had 16 double-doubles as a freshman at Duke, which is second most ever by a freshman in that program's history. He moves well, and he said he knows the NBA game is changing and that big guys need to conform to it. So I think he's aware of it. And I think, again, I mean, if Chicago gets Carter at 7, you could do a hell of a lot worse. I don't know if he's going to be a great player. I think he could be a really good player. He has been likened to Al Horford from people I've spoken with, which is an interesting comparison because Horford's become a really good passer later on in his career.
Do you know who the top five picks are without question? Do you feel confident in that? I mean, there's rumors circulating that Porter could go second, and there's rumors circulating that Doncic is losing some momentum. I don't know what to believe when I read stuff.
Yeah, the Doncic thing is, you know, put it this way, he didn't get the benefit of having, you know, March Madness, and he was scouted heavily, but people haven't seen him, a lot of people haven't seen him play, like fans, so they just assume that, you know, he's just another European. But when you think about what he's done at 19, he's the most accomplished European teenager that we've ever seen come into the league. That includes guys like Petrovic or Porzingis or Nowitzki. He's the EuroLeague MVP, EuroLeague Final Four MVP. He's 19. I think the reason he's probably, you might hear the slippage a little bit, is there's a concern that he didn't work out with teams, again, going back to the not being in America, and then also that he's not athletically as gifted as some of these other guys. That's fine, but he's so smooth. And if you watch him play, he's 6'8", he's long, he has a great feel for passing, like not just basic pick and roll stuff, but get passes, his ability to see the floor, and he can finish. So to me, he's one of the best two players in the draft with Aiden. Now, I don't know if he ends up going 3 or 4. I think Memphis is probably his floor. But I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be one of the truly great players in this class.
All righty, Jordan, thanks so much. I love talking to you about it. Appreciate your help.
Anytime. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the draft.
Thank you, Jordan.
Jordan Schultz from Yahoo Sports. We're going to be back for Transition. Here's hoping. Mully and Hanley on the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This segment was brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring well with Indeed? You can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com.
Central Alarm, how can I help you?
Hi, I installed my alarm system myself along with the video doorbell, but now it's not working, so I need help.
Well, we only sell and service real security systems like Alarm.com.
Alarm.com?
Alarm.com. They're the biggest smart home technology player out there. It's the best, so it's all we install. Sounds like you could use it.
I definitely could. How soon can you get here?
Hi, I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. When we started Alarm.com 15 years ago, I wanted to offer everyone the same smart home technology I demand for my family. Today, Alarm.com is the largest smart home security company protecting nearly 6 million homes and businesses. Our systems are only available from licensed, authorized Alarm.com service providers. They'll design and install your system so you know it's done right the first time. With Alarm.com, you also get professional monitoring 24/7 to ensure that you stay protected. Get real protection today. Visit alarm.com/music to find an Alarm.com service provider in your area.
Want more out of what you drive? Head to Hyundai, where you'll find more choices for a compact with the feature-packed family of Elantras and more room in a sedan, thanks to the Sonata's class-leading interior space and more options for an all-wheel drive SUV. From the 7-passenger Santa Fe to the versatile Santa Fe Sport to the exhilarating Tucson and first-ever Kona, sized just right for any adventure. Hyundai has 7 2018 models chosen as IIHS top safety picks when equipped with available automatic emergency braking and specific headlights. Plus, they're all backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And there's much, much more. Because with Hyundai, you get a great deal more than just a great deal. Right now, you can lease the dependable Tucson for only $149 a month. Or get up to $3,750 total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Passenger volume claim based on manufacturer's websites. IIHS safety claim for Santa Fe Sport models built after June 2017. Visit IIHS.org for more details. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Paint pros know a lot about painting. It's why they're called pros, but their secret's out, and it's now at the Home Depot. Professional quality PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. With complete one coat coverage, interior and exterior, PPG is a brand trusted by paint pros for over 100 years. And now it's your turn. Pro grade PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switch to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Respect. It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses. To find out more, go to goarmy.com/bonus or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Mully and Hanley talk Bulls mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
From Norm Van Leer to Jerry Sloan, I grew up with the Bulls. And now how about this? The Score is home to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls have always been in my life, from the madhouse on Madison Street to today's rebuild. It's been a great journey, and it's going to be even more so right here on The Score.
Talk Bulls with Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bulls basketball.
In partnership with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program, this from the Small Business Pulse Chicago. I'm Rashini Rajkumar. There are some simple practices you can employ to make your business greener without necessarily increasing your costs. Using timers on lights, having better insulation, and using energy-efficient appliances will lower your costs and carbon footprint. Recycle paper and limit the number of reams of paper your business uses per day. Do business with other green vendors. For more information, go to smallbusinesspulse.com/WBBM.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. That's right. Get some of that creatine for your workouts or that high-quality protein powder. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you're getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate.